السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful يوم الجمعة. May Allah Ta'ala bless this day for you and for the entire Ummah. Mufti Saab, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today, this Mubarak, honorable, blessed day of Jumu'ah, Friday, the 29th of Zulqa'dah, 1445. We continue with the tafsir and commentary of the noble Quran. By the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Surah Fatir, the originator, chapter number 35 and verses number 25 and 26. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is pacifying, consoling, giving tasalli to Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You were, you are, you always will be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for all times, all places, all circumstances. But the truth of the matter is, majority of the people, even at that time and even today, they will not embrace your message and embrace you as a messenger. So you must not be too bothered about them. The Quran Sharif teaches us in Surah Yasin, فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ. Their speech, their propaganda, their funny, unsavory comments should not sadden you and cause you grief. So today the same thing happens. Remember that when we speak the truth, then some people will get upset and so forth and so on. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, Inna na'alamu ma yusirruna wa ma yulinun. We know very well what they are saying in their private caucus meetings in the darkness of the night, or what they are saying publicly for public consumption. So everything is known to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The knowledge of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, all encompassing, all embracing. So hence, Almighty Allah teaches us chapter 35, Surah Fatir, verse 25, وَإِن يُكَذِّبُوكَ. And if these people, they reject you, Ya Rasul Allah, or Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, meaning majority of them will reject you. فَقَدْ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. So indeed, the people and nations and generations that came before them, they rejected the messengers, Nabi Nuh Alayhi Salaam, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, all the mighty, mighty messengers of Almighty Allah were rejected by majority of the people. Ja'atuhum rusuluhum bil bayinat, whilst the messengers came to them, and they came to them with clear, clear signs and clear, clear proofs, yet they would reject the message and the messenger. And was wabizuburi, so they came to them bil bayyinat, were clear, clear proofs. And wabizuburi, zuburi will be like scrolls and scriptures, what is written on the paper and so forth, but they were not interested. Agar tu hina chahe to bahane hazar. If you don't want to accept something, then remember the person will have thousand, thousand excuses. وَبِلْ كِتَابِ الْمُنِيرِ. And the book which makes things so illuminating and fills it with nur, radiance and effulgence, the Quran Sharif. So even they meet you, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they can read the Quran, they understand the message of the Quran, the Arabs, the Mushrikeen, the polytheists, but yet majority of them would reject. Why? Because human beings love to practice on their warm, fancy desires, and they don't want to lead a life of discipline. Eat this, don't eat that, eat the drink this, don't drink that, sleep like this, read salat, do this, do that. So people want, you know, carefree attitude, freedom, freedom. And then when they realize the damage, so sometimes it is too late to make amends. But some people make amends and then they embrace Islam. But that will be the minority, we should remember that. Yes, in time of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, after his second coming, then you will find that people will embrace Islam in their droves. But he's not going to come as a Nabi, as a prophet and messenger, but he will come that as a ummati and follower of Prophet Muhammad Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because in his time when he returns, it will be imma al-Islam wa imma al-Sayyid. Either you embrace Islam or either we wage war against you. So Almighty Allah gives human being, if we practice, we have Iman, Islam, then Allah grants us barakah, blessing. Al-ashya'ul qaleela wal-manafi'ul kathira. The little resources we have, the little time we have, Allah takes so much work from a person, Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, and all these great, great people, Hazrat Pirani Pir, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, and so many others, Allama Nawawi, rahimahullah, and so forth. And then we see other people that Almighty Allah gave them wealth, gave them power, everything. But they became so arrogant and drunk with that power and so forth. So that is not barakah, that is muhula. Muhula means Allah gives them respite. Allah gives them time. But yet they don't want to repent. Summa. Suddenly, day after, they are subsequently, summa comes with 13 per sequence. Day after, subsequently, akhaztul ladina. Then we will seize them. We will punish them. Kafaru, for those who are the non-Muslims. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرٌ. So if you understand the translation, فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرٌ. So how is my punishment? Just see. We see Almighty Allah sending floods. We see Almighty Allah sending tornadoes. We see Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sending earthquakes. We see wars taking place. Innocent people passing away and dying and so forth. So if the people are doing good, then it is liraf'id darajat, that Almighty Allah is elevating their ranks and status, all the 15,000-16,000 children in Ghazwa Mubarakah, ma'asum, innocent children, and the world can see Israel, America, the Western powers, all complicit and guilty of genocide, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity, and war criminals. So they will pay the price sooner or later. So how is my punishment? So therefore, each one of us should not get carried away that I see, I break all the laws of Almighty Allah, and yet Allah is giving me so much. Allah gave the Pharaoh Fir'aun, Allah gave Qarun, made them multi-millionaires, billionaires, zillionaires, but end of the day, فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِ الْأَرْضِ. Allah Jalla Wala opened the land and the sand. He Qarun, he himself and all his wealth and essence finished, and they were sunk into the ground that you call khasaf. Allah Jalla Wala grant us siha, health, afiyah, protection, and izzah and honor in this world and hereafter. And that only comes when we have true Iman, when we have true Islam, and we live by it and we pass away with it. Allah Jalla Wala grant all of us that is great, great day when we meet Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. It's the best day in our life. Allahumma jal khayra ayyamina yawman alqaka fi. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 29th of Zulqa'dah, 1445 year in South Africa and Southern Africa. GG Gaza genocide. It is day 245. Four Israeli soldiers and scores that they are dead, killed, and dispatched to Jahannam. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. And 20, 25 of them, you get so much news, so many things coming through the wires, as they say. So remember, injured, some of them seriously, critically injured, so they in transfer to Jahannam and the hellfire. So may Almighty Allah grant our Mujahideen, our Hamas, our Jihad Islami, all of them victory against all the odds. It's only Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, helping and assisting them. Look at what Israel does. Israel, their army, IDF, and so forth, the Israeli diaper force attacks a United Nations school. And there, their children there, dozens and dozens have become shuhada and martyrs. And the world looks on. They can't find Israel guilty of genocide and so forth. So therefore, all the United Nations, International Criminal Court, International Court of Justice, as in the words of George Galloway, actually, it is just pigs with lipstick on it, you see. Otherwise, 8 months and more have passed, 20,000 people murdered and martyred, 100,000 people, you must remember, dead already. So you must, 40,000 people martyred and killed, don't make every mistake. More than 40,000 people martyred, and remember that more than 100,000 people injured and so forth, wounded. So remember, and no action taken, no sanctions, no nothing. So it's a shame, it's the white hegemony. That is what they want to rule, the world and everybody else. They're the non-whites, we know what is apartheid, and we went through it. We must be second-class citizens. They can kill us, they can do whatever they want to with us, and we must be quiet. We say, no, hasha wa kalla, that will not happen. We will take you on, remember that. So U.S. weapons were used in the attack on Gaza. So you see that America one side will speak about liberty and freedom and human rights, but you are arming them for Israel, Britain and Germany and France and the Western powers. So all of them are guilty and complicit in this genocide here. Yahya Sinwar, our leader, who's running the whole underground operation, Yahya Sinwar, Hafizullah, Allah protect him at all times, all places. He said, you can go to hell. We as Hamas, we will never disarm. We will always fight till the end. Imma al-zafar wa imma al-shahada. Ihdal husnayin. Either we go for victory or either we embrace martyrdom. That is true Iman. That is true Islam. Remember that you fear none except Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The Houthis, the Ansarullah there in Yemen, have attacked two ships right in the Haifa port. If you know anything of Yemen, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made special dua for Yemen. All these ahadith and sayings are in Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma barik lana fi Yemenina. Ya Allah, give barakah, blessing to the people of Yemen. Al-Imanu Yamaniyun, you will find true Iman there in the people of Yemen. I went to Yemen in 2000 and remember what great people they are. And Sahaba built masjid there and masajid there in time of Nabi alayhi salatu salam and so forth. So Islam went there in the early stages. Al-Hikmatu Yamaniya, wisdom is also according to what the Yemeni is doing and so forth. So remember that some of them are Shias, so 100% that the Shias are non-Muslim, but Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us hadith in Bukhari Sharif, inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha ad-deen bi rajul al-fajir. Allah jalla wala will assist the deen and religion of Islam through non-Muslims also. So they're taking on the Israelis in their own backyard. Haifa is in Israel, and they're already attacking them there and so forth. So now you must remember that some people in the Ummah think he's Ghairat Bardash Nahikar Sakti. So their self-respect and self-honor cannot allow this. They say we have to do something and we have to attack the Israelis, Americans or whoever, wherever they find the target. We will never ever condemn them. We will praise them because you all can see what things are happening. Right in Gaza, Mubarakah, in the West Bank, in Palestine, and so many other countries, and so forth and so on. Look at what America does. Look at this. The U.S. sanctions one group of the Palestinians. They are called the Lion's Den. You see, the Asadullah, These are the group they call themselves, that we are the lions of Almighty Allah. We're going to take the jutlas on and so forth. So what America does, they sanction them. But they won't sanction Netanyahu. They won't sanction him, Gallant, and all of them, Smotrich, and for Ben Gvir. These are all murderers and super terrorists and war criminals. And the settlers, they're killing and destroying the Palestinians' property, innocent people, and so forth. So that is what you find, the American double standards, hypocrisy for the whole world to see. So remember, suddenly the Western countries are now rushing, we want ceasefire. We spoke of ceasefire so long ago, but you Americans vetoed it, not once, not twice, but thrice in United Nations. So you should be the last people, remember, that you Palestinians, you should all combine and reach some unity and sue America, sue Israel, sue the Western countries, wherever you can. And in that way, they make them pay, remember, for all their crimes for the past 76 years. So that is what we should be doing and so forth. A shopping mall was struck there in northern Israel by Hezbollah, we call Hezbollah Shaitan. So remember, very good job they're doing. They're the brothers from Lebanon, our brothers from Yemen, and so forth. Israel now joins the list of shame. United Nations have got a group of nations, they call them the list of shame. What is their crime? They are guilty of killing children. These Israeli haramis, murderers, super terrorists, have murdered, according to themselves, more than 15,000 children. We say 20,000 children. And that is why Israel now, United Nations have included them in those countries who are the list of shame. Smotrich, this is Haaretz newspaper. Smotrich is responsible for October 7th. You got it from the horse's mouth. You put us in a jail, you put us in the biggest open prison in the world, and then you tell us we must stay here and all that, but you torture us, you monitor every movement of ours, and Haaretz, right, your Smotrich, your Minister of Economy and Finance of Israel, he's responsible for October 7th. So that is from the horse's mouth. Canada has placed India on the alert list and as a threat after China and Russia. Can you believe that? So they say our worst enemies and threat are one under Russia, China, and now they put India also. Can you blame them? So remember that people are seeing through Modi, and Modi is the person who is the murderer of Muslims, so the butcher of Gujarat. Remember when that incident took place, America said they will not give him visa for 10 years. After he became prime minister, then everything changes. You know how it goes with them. Myanmar is your Burma. The army killed dozens of men, that they fasten them and they blindfold them and shoot and kill them, make them drink their own urine and so forth. Allah forbid. Many, many people, they are Muslims also. Allah Jalla Wala have mercy. Today the day of Jumu'ah. Cry to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for the people of Sudan, for the people of Myanmar, Burma, for the people of Syria, Libya, Kashmir, India, and wherever else the Muslims are oppressed and so forth. It's not only Kashmir. There are many, many other issues. Yesterday I was listening to the news while I was traveling, I think, from Tabanchu to Bloemfontein. So I'm in Bloemfontein now. Alhamdulillah, Freistaat. You know, Bloemfontein is the most important city here in Free State. So anyway, then I heard that on SAFM, that they mentioned the Tongat Muslim community is helping the non-Muslims and giving them tea, giving them food, giving them shelter. And if I'm not mistaken, the person's name, I think the chairman or president of the Muslim community there was Jamil Khan. So he was interviewed. So very well done, my brother Jamil Khan. Well done to you, the Tongat Muslim community. That is what I told you. Wherever there are disasters in South Africa, any part of the world, so take your zakat and go help the poor Muslims in cash and kind. And take your lillah, your sadaqah, and help the non-Muslims. They must know we are a people who are an asset to society. Take Tongat. Tongat is right there. The beach is there. So you people in Durban and Natal and whatever, when you go to Durban, and what do you see? You see the foam on top and the water at the bottom. That's the example Allah gives. What are you, O human being, a Muslim? فأما الزبد either you are the foam and the bubble فيذهب جفاء, so that will disappear. You see, Zionism, apartheid in South Africa, America, Europe, all these countries, this Arab turnpot dictators, Harami selling Islam and booty and bootlicking the West, one by one they all will fall. You must remember that. That is Allah's system. إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Anything based on batil will perish. You Muslim, what must you be? You can be the form. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. There to become an asset to humanity, you must have the water. You see, I'm here in my room. My host here is Brother Naeem Patel, mashallah, of Bloemfontein. He's the big manager here, regional manager of Fashion World. You know, Haji Suleiman Dokurat, Abu Mawana Ahmed Dokurat's father, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. So he's the regional manager here. So he left water for me. He does a lot of it, but Allah bless him, his family. So we must become the water, take the water of Islam and present it to the rest of humanity. We have the best and share it with the rest. That is our Islam, where we enhance the lives of people and we become an asset to humanity. So ask yourself, oh Muslim, are you going to become the bubble or are you going to become the water? So people are very, very thirsty. Believe you me, not only South Africa. The Bantu, I was there. Last night, Thursday night, Wednesday night, from where and where people came. Yesterday, here in Bloemfontein. Both places, the programs took place from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Imagine how many questions the people have and so forth. So therefore, we try and take the message of Islam to all parts of the world with Allah's help and Allah's mercy. So America now is pressurizing Israel, not because they suddenly concerned about the Palestinians' lives. No, Joe Genocide Biden is worried. Elections around the corner. We're already in June, and what will happen in November and so forth. And Trump, you know Trump, that stormy rifle. So remember, he's beating him in the polls and so forth. So that is what they are talking about and so forth. The ANC is in talks with the DA and with the EFF and some small parties. And the MK, Zuma's party, say very soon we will also start talking to the ANC and so forth. But I see many ministers already axed and they lost their jobs as minister. One is your Naledi Pandor and Usele Kele, whatever you want to call him, minister of police and what have you. So remember, once the DA comes in, therefore I told you, remember to vote for DA is haram. So yeah, you can see what is happening now already, that they will make sure that the Muslims who are in good positions in government, they will get marginalized. So already more than 1 million people are there for Hajj, there in Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara. Allah Jalla Wala protect the Haramain Sharifain. And the New York police say they will revoke the gun license of Trump because Trump is a criminal now, guilty of 34 crimes of felony. Felony means a serious, serious crime against the government and so forth. People protesting in certain parts of South Africa against the ANC and DA coalition. And now the ANC says that this is, you understand, premature, nothing is 100%, and the unions are against it, and so forth and so on. Yesterday, Saudi Arabia announced, you know, Moon Samis. So I had somebody said, you must remember, a nice one, Moon Samis. So I put it on my status, you must remember. So before the birth of the moon, the birth of the moon, South African time was 12:38 yesterday. So Saudi Arabia, 1:30, they were 1 hour ahead of us. So like that, so 6 hour moon, 7 hour moon, 5 hour moon, they will see it. So they will see 100% sighted multiple places. I told the Maulana here, you watch, they will say in Tumeir it was watched, so seen and all that. All phantom sighting, remember, we have no confidence in any of the fatwa verdicts of Saudi Arabia. MBS is the one, Murtad bin Shaitan, he runs the show. They don't khadim al-Haramain Sharifain, they khadim America or Israel. So that is what their job is, to destroy the Hajj of the Hujjaj, to destroy the Arafat of the people, and to destroy this Ummah so that they can get nuclear from America and so forth and so on. So that is what is happening now. For us, Allah accept your Hajj. Don't worry, your Hajj is valid, your Ibadat is valid, but end of the day, you should know that they now will be standing for Arafat on that Saturday day, the 15th, you must remember, of June, and 16th will be Eid, the Sunday day in Saudi and so on. And there are countries who follow them like sheep. So they also will just be there. But there's no sighting. If you are sighting, it is a phantom sighting, ghost sighting. There's no sighting there. For us here in South Africa, remember, it's the 29th of Zulqa'dah. So today is Jumu'ah. So we normally we clip our nails, we remove unwanted hair. So do all that now in the morning before Jummah Salat and so forth. And then the hadith in Muslim Sharif, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ هِلَالَ ذِي الْحِجَّةِ when you see the moon, the crescent of ذُو الْحِجَّةِ وَأَرَادَ أَحَدُكُمْ أَيُّضَاحِيَ and then you made intention, you're going to make udhiyah, qurbani, sacrifice, slaughter, whether locally or other countries, foreign countries, then فَلَا يَعْقُلْ مِنْ أَسْفَارِي وَلَا مِنْ أَشْعَارِي شَيْئًا then don't clip your nails and don't clip, you must remember and remove your unwanted hair and so forth. So that's a sunnah. So try and do everything today. It is 26, 27 hours here. So there are some chances of seeing the moon. Although they say it's difficult. So Allah knows best. We hope and we pray it is sighted tonight here in South Africa. And inshallah, if it is sighted tonight, then Eid will be on the 17th, then Monday, inshallah Aziz. So remember that today the khutbah will be rendered there in Makkah by Sheikh Yasir Dawsari. So Sudais told them that they must make the khutbah and salat short. Why? They say it's very hot. Like his first time is hot in Makkah, you know. The aim is they must make very short dua for Aqsa or they mustn't make dua. So all this are the undercurrents. But the ummah will not pick it up because the ummah is in dreamland, Alice in Wonderland. So that is the ummah. Any one of you, your son, daughter, grandchildren, somebody getting married, so send it through the invitation, and that we'll just announce it. We're not going to come, obviously. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Tirmidhi, a'linun nikah, announce the nikah between 10 and 10:30, remember, is the nikah program. So send it, that invitation, the announcement, 084-786-3132. And Maulana Zahid Khan, inshallah, has the program. So you'll announce your daughter, your son, your family members, nikah, inshallah. MashaAllah, ye in Bloemfontein, the Masjid al-Siddiq, 3 years in existence. Allah reward all the brothers, sisters, children, and all of them who are involved in some way or the other, contribution, du'as, and so forth. Beautiful, wonderful Masjid. The Imam Maulana Yaqub Desai, he's here from inception and since the time the masjid is built. And then, mashallah, Maulana Qari Yusuf Ali. So he runs a Hif class, 18 students, and he reads beautiful Quran. I met some of my students also graduated in Darul Ukasr. Maulana Samih Jafi of PE, he's a big shot, not judge, a magistrate here in the courts here. So last night I was discussing with him. So we're very happy, mashallah. He's still got his big beard, his turban, everything on, and he's a magistrate also. So that is what we have done with Allah's help. We want people, you can become a judge, you become a magistrate, you become one. And with that, you're an alim, and you're teaching people what is Islam. So well done to him. And I always encouraged him to go and study law and so forth. Then I met Maulana Ihsan. He was in Welcome, and now he's here. MashaAllah, he's teaching many, many students online and so forth. So I'm very happy to meet them. And now today, remember that we are here. So inshallah, 5:15 is Fajr Salat. So after Fajr, we'll have a program in the Masjid. 11:20 or so, today, South African time, we'll link up with Makkah Mukarramah. And there, the Imam will be Sheikh Yasir al-Dawsari. So after the khutbah and Salat, then inshallah, we will translate and thereafter make dua. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala protect this ummah. May Almighty Allah grant our Mujahideen victory in all parts of the world. And every one of us should cry and beg Almighty Allah for victory for Hamas and the Mujahideen in the holy sacred land of Palestine. And read abundant Durood Sharif Salawat upon Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen. The commandment of the Master alayhi salam, Akthiru min as-salati alayya yawm al-jumu'ah. Send abundant salawat salutations upon me on a Friday. So inshallah, that's the best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week. MashaAllah, Maulana Zahir Mangera has joined us in the 4:30 to 4:45 slot. So I asked Junaid Mota. Junaid say he speaks very well. Junaid Mota gives me the information, you know. So mashallah, Jinnat Mota. Junaid Mota, Jinnat Mota. Say mashallah, JJ. So Jinnat Mota told me he spoke very well. So mashallah, Allah Ta'ala reward him. And inshallah, that the lawyers program, medical file, our Mona Musala here will be taking that on, inshallah. But after the holidays are finished, so Allah Ta'ala reward our Mona Musala here as well. We got 15 minutes left, Mona Salim Kareem. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Saab. Can a husband slaughter sheep on behalf of his wife and children in their absence?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Here is a two-part question. You want to slaughter a goat or a sheep on behalf of your wife. Your wife is gone to a parent's place or whatever, and she's not there with you. So remember, it's totally permissible, and we encourage all the husbands to do that. Oh, husbands, look at the qurbani your wife made for you. She left her place of birth, she left her parents, she left her siblings, and to spend the remainder of life with you, you deflowered her, and she gave birth to your children, and so forth and so on. So it's not such a big deal, you know. So you must tell her today, oh my honey, I will pay your money for qurbani, for udhiya, and slaughtering. So that. But before slaughtering, you must inform her. But if you inform her now, also it's fine. It don't mean on the day of Eid. So now also you inform her, so she knows that that is taken care of. So that's one situation. Second one is, remember, according to all four schools, that there is no qurbani udhiya that's compulsory upon minors. So you got one son, 2 years old. You got daughter, 3-4 years old. You got another son, 7-8 years old. So they all are minors. You want to slaughter for them. You want to slaughter for Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you take one separate goat or one separate sheep, or take one separate shea in the cow and say, these are all the nafil. These are all the voluntary ones. So there, then you can make intention for thousands and millions of people, all permissible, no problem with that. Your wife's one will be one animal for one person. But all these voluntary ones that you can make, one goat, one sheep, whatever, for millions and billions of people. So always remember that. And all of you should try and slaughter, whether locally or internationally. Yesterday I received a question from some person, a lady, I think it was. She said, this year I want to sacrifice for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then she asked, or must I sacrifice for myself? So people, you need to understand things. Life is all about al-aham fal-aham, the laws of priority. So first you have to sacrifice for yourself. To sacrifice for Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is nafil, is voluntary. So you first sacrifice for yourself, and then you sacrifice for the Master, alayhi salatu salam, and in that you can incorporate the whole Ummah, the past, the present, the future. So all that will be acceptable and permissible.
Mufti Sahab, is there qaza on Qurbani? If it was not done last year, should we cut double this year?
Remember that there is no qaza of Qurbani according to Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, because they don't say it's wajib upon every person who's sane and mature and other conditions. They say it's sunnah al-muqadda, or for the kifaya and so forth. So few people do it, and those who did it will get the reward. Those who didn't do it, they'll be absolved and so forth. It's kifaya, what they call. Few people do it and the others will be absolved. So that is the no qaza. Hanafi say is wajib upon me, upon my wife, upon my children who are baligh and mature and so forth and so on. And if you got, you must, for these days of Qurbani, the 10th, 11th, 12th, you got 10,000 rand or more in cash or kind. So everything is included. How many clothing I have, how many shoes I have, how much money I have, how much jewelry I have, everything that's extra, you understand, sisters? So how many Kruger coins I got? You add everything with 10,000 rand and more, Qurbani is wajib, compulsory, according to the Hanafi school. So last year, previous years, it was compulsory, and now you did not perform it. So remember, you don't go slaughter another goat, another sheep for the previous years. You take the value of that amount. So now a value of a sheep, for example, is 3,000 rand or 2,000 rand. Obviously, now you must look for a healthy one. So that amount you give out in charity, preferably you give it out to Muslims. So that will be what you call in the qada. So that is what's supposed to be done in that scenario, in that situation.
Mufti Saab, I want to slaughter two sheep for Qurbani, one for myself. Can I make niyat for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam separately? Or can I include with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my parents and the ummah at large in the second animal?
So that is exactly what I'm saying, my brother. Barakallahu feekum. Allah give you more and more barakah, my brother. In a case like that, we say, Barakallahu laka fi ahlika wa malik. Allah give you barakah in your family, give you barakah, and in your wealth and in your assets. So the first sheep you're going to slaughter is for you. The second one is for Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your beloved parents who have passed away, and all the marhumin. And not only those who have passed on, those who are alive, those yet to come. So remember, the entire ummah, listen to this dua, is authentic hadith, is mentioned in Muslim Sharif. Mustafa, Rasulullah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, duhaka bashayn. The Master alayhi salatu salam bi yadihi al-sharifa, with his own mubarak, blessed, honorable head, slaughtered, sacrificed two rams. One for himself, the Master alayhi salatu salam, and the other one for me and you, the ummah and muslimah, the ummah who are present, who are yet to come, everybody. Then see what the Master alayhi salatu salam said. These words are in Muslim Sharif. Allahumma taqabbalhu. Oh, beloved Allah, accept it. Min Muhammadin wa alihi wa min ummati Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, beloved Allah, you accept this qurbani, this udhiya from me, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept it from my family, so the honorable wife, the children, whoever, all of them, so they will also be included. Then, min ummati Muhammadin sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the entire ummah. So that's exactly what we are telling you, my brother. The first animal is for you only. The second one, mashallah, for the Master alayhi salam and the ummah, and make this intention. The past from Nabi Adam alayhi salam, whoever passed away with iman. In Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the Master, he is Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, the leader of all the Prophet's messengers, and the most beloved to Allah, and Khatamun Nabiyyin, the seal of the Prophet, and the final messenger of Almighty Allah. And then the Ummah of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, who are present and yet to come. So how much sawab will you get? Million, billion, trillion, zillions, my brother. Well done, mashallah.
Mufti Saab, interesting question. Is it permissible to go on a hot air balloon?
So I thought there's still some hot question coming after that, Mola. So you like stories, right? Okay. So me and my wife, we went to Maldives, right? So when we went to Maldives, so they made us fill in a form. So I was very impressed, you know. So they asked that, do you have any idols? So obviously we don't have any idols. They asked, do you have any alcohol? So they said, no, obviously we don't have alcohol. So I was very impressed. I said, must be a proper Muslim country this, you know. Maldives said, no jutlas allowed, no Israelis allowed. Well done to them. President Muhammad, we salute you. That's now recently. So then they take you in their speedboat. Now you must go stay there. Wonderful, beautiful place to see. You know, history is a very good day. Long history, I don't have time for all that. So anyway, now they put us in our boat house and this and all that. Fascinating it is, you understood? Then, now it's chow time, we have to eat. So now you pass all the restaurants, everything was paid for from before. So that now you see all the wine and all the swine and that terrible odor and smell and all that. So I'm thinking that these guys asked us, they asked all the passengers to fill in the form. No idols, no alcohol, this, that. So meaning, from outside, you mustn't bring in. But inside, you can have wine, you can have swine, you can have dine, you can have everything there. So then I asked the brother, I had 2 nights there, 2 days there. So I asked him, what must I do here? Beside the ocean, that we all know. And if you go Durban, you go Mauritius, all that, you know, you can walk inside, but there are waves and all that, Durban. There is cool and calm. You can walk far, far in, and you can see your feet also. wonderful place to visit, but you have to make istikhara before you drink water there and all that. One small bottle, $5. Big bottle, $10. So like that, it is very, very expensive. So that chap told me there's hot balloons here. So I said, what must you do with a hot balloon? So now there's one going there. So I told my wife, you want to go there? Just to test, obviously you don't want to go. So maybe I'll never recommend people go with all these type of things there. You must remember that these things there are too dangerous and so forth. وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ. And you just waste money on all these type of things. And we as Muslims must not go and squander wealth. Remember, people, Allah gave you money, wealth. Quran Kareem taught us chapter 17, verse 27. And you waste wealth and your money in all this and squander it. إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. They become the brothers of Satan and Lucifer. So I will never ever advise it.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to work as a security guard for a Shibin?
Remember that you're working there for the Shibin in this sense that they are going to pay you, and now you are looking after the Shibin where they're going to sell chawla, beer and alcohol and so forth. The Quran Sharif taught us in chapter 5, verse number 2, Surah 5, verse number 2, Surah Maidah, the golden maxim of Islam, وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. You must help one another in piety and righteousness. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. And do not assist and cooperate with one another in sin and transgression. My brothers, my sisters, esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah, we must remember that there are two industries. Islam has condemned everybody A to Z. One is riba, interest, sood, viaj, well, whatever you want to. Almighty Allah spoke of it in the Quran Sharif and said in Surah 2, chapter 2, verses 275 to 279. I just read one verse for you. Chapter 2, verse 279. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا. If you don't abstain from riba, from sood, from interest, from usury, giving, taking, contracting, being a party to it, witness, or whatever you, hadith in Muslim Sharif, كُلُّهُمْ سَوَى. All of them are equal in the crime. So remember that it is فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Then be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Who can fight against Allah Jalla Wala? Who can fight against Nabi Alayhi Salaam? So we're inviting trouble when we get involved in interest and all this overdraft and taking bond and this by paying on interest, all this haram and Islam in all forms and shape and sizing. Second industry completely, you must remember, condemned is alcohol. So your shabin, your pub, your bar, call it whatever you want to. There's got no place in Islam. In Ibn Majah and then this hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cursed 10 people and said that they all cursed. So therefore, for you, brother, as a Muslim, to be a security guard for a Shabin, definitely not permissible. Leave their job. And Surah 65, verses 2 and 3, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ. After Iman, we have taqwa. Allah will take us out from the difficult situation and bring us to another path which is better for us. And you think you'll lose money and so forth? Never. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah will give you so much risk and so much sustenance that way you never ever anticipate. But you know what I love of these countries? You get people from Egypt, you get people of Nigeria, Malawi, Zambia, and it's a cosmopolitan. You know, I'm speaking of the Slovantu and the Free State, and then you get India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and everyone got their own questions and challenges, you know. So remember that our aim must be to promote and teach the people Quran Sharif, Sunnah Mubarakah, Ahlul Bayt, the love of the family of Nabi alayhi salam, the honor and dignity of Sahaba and the Awliyaullah, the special friends of Allah Jalla Wala, and the four schools of thought, the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, Hanafi's. That, in a nutshell, is Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Chief.
Mufti Sahib, is it sunnah to keep a pet name for your wife? You love the name Poppy. Can you explain this, Mufti Sahib?
Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ahadith, I give you names. He, Habibuna, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, called, you must remember, Siddiqa, Sayyidah Aisha, Ya Umaira, hadith Daraqutni. Oh, you with a red, red complexion. When you have a woman, stay in complexion and she has some redness, it enhances her beauty. So imagine he, the master, alayhi salam, called her, Ya Humaira. Go open Tirmidhi, go open Musnad Ahmad. Ya Aish, this you call Tarkhim. You must remember Aisha, Aish. So shortcut, you see. So that also the master, alayhi salam, called. Ya Muwaffaqa, oh you, Siddiqa, Allah gave you tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala let you practice on the right path. Ya Binta Siddiq, you are the daughter of Siddiq, you are Siddiqa. From there we deduce, you must remember, we must give some honorable names to our wife which she likes. So you call your wife Popi, you call her, she can call you Popo, if you like it. Not that you start fighting now, so your wife call you hey, Popo, then you want to swear her and hit her, then haram obviously. So affectionate names you keep, darling, sweetheart, I just told you just now. Your wife tell your husband you must do your kurbani. Say, honey, make my kurbani. So you see, he'll say, Popi, Labbaik, Amin, Salaamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah.